Hey there, Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl. I'm a number one international best-selling author, multiple seven-figure earner, social media marketing expert, mompreneur mogul, and branding ninja. I'm on a mission to inspire you to get lit in your business, set your soul on fire, and teach you how to build your empire. Join us as we dive into action-oriented strategies that are going to allow you to scale your online business and create simple systems that duplicate. Let's get started. All right, everyone. Kimberly Olson here, also known as the Gold Digger Girl, bringing you a special interview with my man, Rael Andrews. And he is known as the coach because he is somebody who has coached and mentored and led for decades. And I've got to personally know this person, and he has just lifted me up. He's acknowledged me. He has spoken the truth of what God wants for us in our lives over me so many times, just even in just a random text message. And it's meant so much to me. And he's actually bringing the greatness that he's cultivated in his life to you guys. And I'm going to share with you how you can be a part of that, what we're talking about. But first off, Rael, thank you for being on. I'm so excited to have this time with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I know this is very special, and I'm honored. And I don't know if you all can, but my dogs are with me and one of them snoring. So if you hear snoring in the background, that would be my dog. So
they're used to my children like crashing, you know, coming in. So it's all good. So since you may be new to some of them, share with us a little bit about you and your background. And we're going to be specifically talking about your book, Do You Really Want or Do You Want It? Mm-hmm. And we're going to put a link below. So if you guys, you know, you're listening, you're catching this, make sure you grab that before, you know, you go off with the rest of your day. But we're going to talk more about what's in store for you in the book. But let's hear a little bit about you and your background as an entrepreneur and why you felt like you needed to get this out to the world.
Yeah, no, thank you. Well, you know, just like if we go back, you know, I'm an only child from a small town in North Vancouver, BC. And, you know, my mom was, you know, a single mom working 3-4 jobs. And, you know, and this book and everything I do, it's interesting, Kimberly, because I'll get to that in a sec. But, you know, my initial dream was I wanted to be at the 84 Olympics, because back then, if you won a gold medal, you made a lot of money, and I was going to buy my mom a house, and we were going to get out of, you know, the cycle that we were in and all that. But, you know, I had my mom, and she always said, you know, don't dream tonight, son, dream big. And she'd always say that to me every night. You and me know that's a subliminal implantation, but she was just being a mom, you know, but she truly was speaking life over me, because that's really, really who I became. And, you know, when as a mom, when as a single mom who we didn't have a lot, and she gave me everything to make sure that I had everything till I was like, I think it was like 16. And at 16, I decided, you know what, mom, I want to be an actor. And she didn't even blink an eye. She didn't like, oh my gosh, after everything I've done for you, I've dedicated. It was just like, okay, how can I help you with that? You know, and that's the kind of mom I had. And because of that, fast forward, you know, I did dream big. And I, you know, I became a very successful entrepreneur. I built 2 7-figure businesses, a 6-figure business. I'm now as a partner with you in another business, and I'm getting excited about doing that as well. But, you know, I think the best way to describe me would be I am a husband. I'm a father. I am a cancer survivor. I'm bipolar manic too. I'm sober. It would be 5 years this past Christmas. And, you know, I am a advocate for mental wellness, for bullying, and I like to say for you. You know, God showed me at a point in my life that, you know, my calling is to, I believe in you till you believe in yourself, you know. And I was at a funeral, Kimberly, my first funeral I ever went to. I was always afraid of death until I found God. But I couldn't even lie on my back, none of that. And in my 30s, I had a girlfriend, and she said, you know, her grandfather of 88 passed away. And she said, will you accompany me to the funeral? And I said, wow, I guess it's time I put my big boy panties on and face this thing. Up until then, a funeral for me was only anything I saw on TV or a movie. You know, a lot of people, you know, people saying nice things, crying, laughing, all that. That's what I was expecting. And I'm sitting over here at Forest Lawn here in L.A. on the top of a mountain, and there's me, my girlfriend, the mom, the dad, the grandma, and the sister, and the pastor, and that's it. And life stopped for me at that time, Kimberly. It was weird. If I don't know if you ever had that moment where you're just like, I could hear the pastor in the background and the crying, but it was literally spinning like this. And it's that when it hit me, it said, I don't want to be 88 and walk this whole world and earth and never make such a difference that nobody comes to my funeral. But more importantly, where I said, there's a lot of people. That's what they do. They are born and they just show up, go to work, clock in, think they're not important. They don't matter. They don't have anything to give back. And then that's when God showed me, I will believe in you till you believe in yourself. And that's why I'm doing this book. I think I've written 33 now. This is the first of them God's just been implanting in me. And, you know, it's just really, it's around, you know, Jesus didn't die so we could be safe. He died so we could be dangerous. And are you ready to be dangerous? And if you're ready to be dangerous, you know, and step into your power, walk into your victory, be who you're called to be, this book is for you. And it was that before you joined me and some other champions that are, you know, offering. And it's really just a toolkit to just be dangerous, man.
I love it. So you were growing up and you said, I want to be an actor. And your mom's like, okay, sounds good. And then did you move to the States and become an actor? And how did you learn about like personal development and God? And like, how did that all come to be? Because that Hollywood or whatever, I mean, that's a different type, you know, of industry to be in, to be working on yourself like this. Like, how did this all happen?
Yeah, I'll give you the quick cliff version. Yeah,
right.
So, you know, I was 20. And that's when I decided I want to be an actor. When I was getting serious, I started doing extra work. My first thing was I was an extra. I started at the bottom on a movie called Space Hunter 3D with Molly Ringwald and Peter Strauss. Yeah. And then one day I was sitting at a table at lunch and, you know, the producers would sit here, the stars would sit here, and the low life extras would sit over here.
Peons.
Yeah, the peons. And I was sitting at the table. I could hear them talking. They were talking about Hollywood and the big lights and all the fun and stuff. And I was like, man, I'm going to go to Hollywood and be a successful actor and walk the red carpet. And I'll never forget, Kimberly, this one guy looked at me, and he said, first and foremost, less than 3% of SAG even makes a living, and there's no work for African Americans. And they they laughed at me. Now, I didn't say anything, but I remember I was like, I'm going to be part of that 3%.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fast forward, you know, I've won Emmys as a teen with shows. I'm on pace to win my first one this year as a guest star in General Hospital. I'm speaking life over it. And in the process, how did I find God? That was an interesting journey. Because I did it all. I was Nam-myoho Renge-kyo. I was this. I was chanting. I was that. I was searching. You know, I was looking. I went to Pentecost and hardcore Pentecost where you get half of a suit and a car that barely works. And, you know, and I finally ended up where I am. And but it was a process, you know. And for me, the final thing was, I spent 17 years of my life doing an academy of performance as a drug addict and an alcoholic. I mean, I knocked that performance out of the park. And I was lying horizontal, Kimberly. It was a two-part thing. I was in a bar one day, and it was really, really dark. And it was just black, like dark bars are. And I was just strung out on drugs. I was drinking, and this guy comes in, and everybody in this bar is black in dress and dark. This guy's in a white suit, and he's sitting there next to me all night just listening to me rant about how my life sucks and my agent sucks and my manager sucks. Nobody gets me, blah, blah, blah. Victim, right? Pointing the finger at everybody else. And he's just sitting there, and I keep offering him a drink. I'm offering him drugs. I'm offering everything. He's like, no, I'm good. And then after about like 6 hours, literally just listening, he looks at me and he goes, have you ever thought about asking Jesus to be your manager? And I just looked at him and I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah, that's a great idea, buddy. I'll get right on that. And he was like, no, seriously. And it was back then, you know, when we had those blotters on our desk, and he said, go home, write a letter, contract, say that you are my manager, and sign it, put it on your blotter. Now, I didn't run home that night, but he planted a seed. And it was actually several years later, I was lying horizontal. I was so strung out. My heart was blown out of my chest, and I couldn't even get off the floor. And I remembered that.
Oh, I just got chilled.
And I literally crawled over to that table, and I got a piece of paper, and I wrote out a contract. Now, it didn't start just like that, but you know, that was the beginning, and that's how the beginning of a very cool ride to find.
And you'll like, it's not like you could go reach out to that guy and tell him thank you. Like, it's so. That one thing he said to you, and it wasn't immediate, it was years later when you hit rock bottom and he planted the seed, and then you were ready to cultivate it. And like you said, it didn't happen overnight, but like, like the power we have to influence others in a positive way, just through words and encouragement. And that's your love language, is like positivity and speaking truth to others and like seeing in them what they don't see. And like affirming, like you're so good with words, like I opened with, like that's definitely a strength of yours. It's probably because that's your mom saying that to you every night. And then this man saying this to you, and it, years later, that impacted you so much, you know, and just to have that, you need somebody to believe in yourself before, until you can believe in yourself. You know, I think I actually read that in your book. Yeah. And so that's kind of what happened to you, you know. It's like he was continuing on with like what your mom had started. Obviously, she was the foundation for the belief you had that you could do anything. That's where you get that from. She believed in you, you know.
Yeah, and you know, I want to say, because it's interesting, and what kind of sucks, not kind of, it sucks a lot, Kimberly, because like I said, my mom was a single mom, like I said, and the way I talk about my mom now, unfortunately, I didn't talk about that like her when she was.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't know. I definitely called my mom and apologized.
Yes, yeah. I didn't. And unfortunately, my mom,
I was a brat.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Yeah.
Oh, man, I could tell you stories. Oh, my word. Wait 1 second, Gold Digger. I totally want to interrupt what we were talking about to tell you something important. When you hear the word automation, I bet you get really excited about that, right? Well, one of the ways I was able to scale my business from a six-figure business to a seven-figure business and then a multiple seven-figure business was by implementing automation. My favorite way to automate my text message marketing is with Project Broadcast. So basically what you can do is you can have people opt into your list with a keyword, and you can give them a freebie or have them register for an upcoming free challenge or workshop that you have. Basically, you're going to incentivize them. Now they're on your text list. And with a click of a button, you can send out a list or send out a text to your entire list. It's a 98% open rate. And think about it. When you're texting somebody, you're inside of their text message or you're on their phone, right? It's really personal. I've been able to use text message marketing to be able to reach our audience in a totally different, intimate way. But most importantly, it's created automation. So instead of me DMing my whole list about a new product release or a flash sale or something coming up, I can schedule it. By the way, you can schedule it to send that out whenever the time is right. So I highly recommend that you check out Project Broadcast to implement text message marketing into your own business. Check the link in the comments below and get started today. Okay, so then you crawled over, you wrote the contract out. Your dog's so cute. And then when did you get into coaching, building teams, leadership?
You know, it started in the gym. You know, me and my wife built four gyms. And I just, you know, and that started from... It was, I don't remember Body by Jake. Remember the two twins? I mean, maybe you might be able to remember, they started the whole personal training thing. And then everybody who, even if you worked out or you're an athlete or you had a good body, was a trainer. Okay. And I remember I was sitting in the gym one day. This one guy was like eating an apple. He's on his phone and his client's over there doing reps and he's not even paying. And I was like, dude, that's just so wrong. I said, I want to become a trainer and treat people the way they deserve to be treated. And that's where it started. And then I just kind of, I realized really quickly, they used to call me 24/7 success coach. And that was a nickname I got because I was always, I know you know this, but there's a lot of people that don't know this, is that one of the most perceptive times we have is when we're working out our body. And so if you are a coach that understands that, you can really change a person's life or destroy a person's life. And unfortunately, there's a lot of coaches, I don't think they do it intentionally. I don't think they just understand the power they have, but they really destroy their life. They're not talking positive over them. They're not talking, you see these coaches all the time that post and say, look what I did for this person, instead of raising up. So it just became, I don't know, since you asked me that question, I don't think anybody's ever asked me that question, Kimberly. And I think it came from, now that you asked me, because I was bullied a lot. And like I said, I'm an advocate for bully.
Yeah.
And I think my coaching style came out of that, because most kids that are bullied don't have that confidence. They don't have that belief in themselves. And most of them, as you and me both know, if you look at the kids that were bullied in high school, they're the champions now. And the ones that were bullying them are doing nothing. And so I started this, like, you are a rock star. You are a champion. You know, just speaking like my mom did. And I started to learn the power of the I ams. And, and letting people would come to my gym to lose weight. That's why they would come. But they would leave my gym doing an Ironman, doing stuff that they never imagined that they would ever do in their life, because I'm going to take them not just to make them lose weight. I'm going to help you to be the best version of yourself and to just be everything you were called to be. You know, and then that just rolled into coaching. And I think, as you and me both know, when we're building teams in network marketing, it's about, raising people up and finding their skill sets, finding their gifts. You know, I built my first seven-figure business with I like Nemo attitude. You know, when people ask me, what would you change?
Right.
I wish I would have knew it wasn't about me.
Yeah.
Because I did, I don't know if you can relate to that, because you're a real good team builder, but
I think we all can.
Yeah.
And, it's part of it too, is like, whenever we're in that I, it's because we're needing to prove something still.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get out of needing to prove it, we're just confident in our own selves and our bodies and who we are. Then we can have the perception to focus on others. So you probably were developing who you were and being rooted in your own beliefs and conviction in yourself. So it's so funny to look back and be like, man, I've come a long way, but man, I wish I would know what I've known, and then in that situation, but it has to unfold as it has to unfold. So network marketing, coaching, entrepreneur, I mean, obviously successful actor, doing all the things with this book. So if I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, I want to have that level of conviction. And I know you say, hey, champions, like, you believe that everybody can be a champion.
Correct.
How can they use the book to be able to build that belief in themselves, the discipline? The other thing too, I feel like your approach is a bit no nonsense, which I love, because we are in this like positive psychology, like, go, you can do it, but then there's no action behind it. I think people I've noticed love it when I'm like, I'm going to give you tough love. They like that. So how would you describe the vibe of the book? And is it something, a start to finish, or is it something they pull out each day and like read a few pages?
Yeah, that's a great question. I definitely pull out each day, read pages. It's something that you could use over and over again. That's why I designed it. I even got, you probably haven't seen this yet, because God showed me that like 3 days ago. I called up our amazing editor, Crystal, who is just a godsend. And said, can we put like...
He edits our books too.
...pages at the end where they can make notes. But when you ask me that question, I think of two things. I learned something, because I definitely am like you with the tough love, for sure. But I come from a different place now. One of the reasons I closed my last gym, because I got tired of beating the crap out of people. They would show up, they would do the workout, but they wouldn't listen. and they wouldn't get results. And so God showed me that because we want to help everybody, right, Kimberly? And I said, no, you need to help the people that are ready.
Yes.
So I said, do you want it or are you just talking about it? Because 99% of success is enjoyed, in my opinion, by less than 1%. And, you know, what's that difference? Is that difference is they want, they take action. And so they're ready, you know, and I know. And so I do have that very tough love, but I lead with this. I ask the four questions. Does it need to be said right now? Does it need to be said by me? Is it necessary to be said? And am I coming from a place of love? And that last one's the most important. Sometimes I got to pray on that one a little bit. And if I'm coming from a place of love, I'm going to say it because I've said this to over the years. I said, listen, Kimberly, I might offend you today. You might not like me. You might piss me off, but what you will never
my life
is when we meet in heaven, you're not going to come up to me and say, coach, why didn't you tell me what you needed to hear? Why didn't you, why weren't you more strong? Why weren't you more bold? And, you know, so like I said, this book is for those people that are ready, you know? And even if they're not ready, get it, put it on your thing, because once you're ready, you're going to have the tools and the steps to, because people are just not, and it's all, on a whole nother note, this kind of book and the stuff that you're doing, and it's so important right now. I mean, I just did a live this morning. We're in a really bad, really, really bad place. We're in a real spiritual
war. You mean as a society, like as a whole?
Society, we're in a spiritual war, and we need to step up, dude. We need to put our armor on. We need to you know, start taking care of ourselves. We need to, you know, and the other side is like, take action, you know. Don't just... you know, listen to this podcast or read the book and don't do anything with it. I mean, it's you got to take action. And I don't know what you think, Kimberly. I mean, I tread softly when I say this because
you don't have to. It's a podcast. It's,
I truly think that success, no matter what it is not that hard. It's not rocket science. It's very hard. It's hard work. But the formulas are right there in front of us. We just got to take action and go to work.
I know. It's simple, but not easy.
Yeah. It's not easy.
You know.
And we both know that. No.
And I think, too, you know, so many, you know, if you're watching or listening to this, when we consume content, we do go up on the emotional guidance scale of feeling that the knowledge is way up there with like love and joy. Knowledge is high on the emotional guide. Like we feel good when we're learning, but then as soon as we don't implement, boom, we crash down. We start feeling guilty. We feel regret. We beat ourselves up. We have this toxic self-talk that goes on. So it actually is, it can swing your emotions too when you're learning and you're not implementing. So if you struggle with being able to just kind of stay in that, like, you know, medium to high vibe throughout the day. I mean, obviously we all have our swings, but if you're noticing you're kind of like feel a little bit all over the place, part of it could be because you're not doing the action part. And it can even be with your marriage. It can be the gym. It can be you're not going to bed on time. So you're staying up too late and you wake up exhausted. So it can even be things outside of your business that you know you need to do to be at that peak performance. And like you said, like we gotta arm up everybody. Like God is calling us. And this is why I love talking about God on my lives, in our podcast, and at pretty much every conversation is because he's working through the like us on social media, those that are doing the interviews, but those that are listening, he's working through us. He's calling us up to say, hey guys, like we've got a problem here and we've got to know that when we take action, we become very powerful to the point where we become unstoppable. Like, I know I'm a force to be reckoned with. You know you're a force to be reckoned with. But that comes from the action piece. That's, isn't your slogan, get real, take action? Get real,
Yeah, it's like, that's what my, I see myself as a God-driven action coach. That's what I am. Everything happens from God. I'm not an action coach driven by God. I'm a God-driven action coach. But I'm absolutely one of my, if you ask, how do you do what you do? It's because I take action. I'll be like, if I, you know, I've seen you do it.
On our last podcast. You do it too, fast.
I've seen, you know, if you see something you like, I'm not storing it for a rainy day. I'm taking action now. And you have to. And one thing that I learned, I think, I don't know if you know who Michael Burnoff is. I got to give him credit. It's not my thing, but it's become my thing. You know, what is it? One time you say, oh, Michael Burnoff said this, and then I heard it somewhere. And let me tell you this great idea. But it was life-changing for me. So he says it this way, Kimberly. And this is because you and me are both Reds. And so we can do that, and we can fail, and we can just pick ourselves back up and keep going, right? But most people don't. So when we say, tomorrow, I'm starting a new weight loss program. Tomorrow, I'm starting a new business. Tomorrow, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to go to the gym more. I'm going to read more. And then what happens? We fail. And then, like you just said, we beat ourselves up, or the enemy, that's how he gets us. He's going to beat it off. Yes, yeah, don't do it. You do it.
Yep.
So what Michael Burnoff says, he uses this phrase. He says, tomorrow, more often than not, I'm going to go to the gym. Tomorrow, more often than not, I'm going to make more calls. So when you say that more often than not, you set yourself up for success. When you don't, and it's not, you know, as black and white. And I think that's that is a coaching change that I've made that is a really big success.
I like that a lot, because the all or none, black or white, it's pass or fail. Like, that doesn't work, because as soon as you fall off the wagon or don't do that thing, you're like, forget it, I'll start next year, right? I mean, we're, you know, at the time of us getting together for this is springtime, you know, before we know it, it's going to be summer break, and then it's the holidays. So it is now. Take action now. I think at the end of the day, I'm hearing take action now. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you, books have saved my life. With the bullying, the, you know, parents not around for whatever reason, I would go into a book. I would go to the library, because we didn't have the money for them. So they would like get out my whole thing. She's like, you better return those next week. And I will. And I would come back and get a whole nother thing. And I would get lost in those books. But I also got into the learning books, right? To learn from others. And I listen or read at least a book a week. And I'm telling you, the knowledge that we can tap into. Okay, so you've lived your life. If I can read your book and grab some nuggets, it's like your life plus my life. And then I can go read this over here. And now I've got this knowledge over here. So the power of books, is this going to also be an Audible?
Yeah. And I'm glad you said, I love what you're saying. Yes, it's going to be an Audible. But as you know, I got to release it first. I just found out, and then I turn it into an Audible.
You know.
But it's also going to Champions. This book is so powerful, because after I did what I did, or God put through what I did, then Kimberly Olson joined me. You're going to get a free, powerful nugget from her. Your Laurel Langmire is giving you a gift. You got Jordan Adler in here. You got Dr. Lashami in here. There's so many people that have put things into these books that they're going to get access to. So you know what I'm saying? You're not getting a piece of me. You're getting a piece of Kimberly, a piece of Laurel Langmire, Jordan Adler. I mean, these are rock stars.
They are rock stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I've gotten to know Jordan a little bit. His book, was it Beach Money? Was that the
Beach
first
Money
one?
Was his first book, yeah.
So the summer of 2017, when I started, you know, I was like, okay, girlfriend, you got to clean up the alcohol or this isn't going to work. That was one of the books that I went and listened to 3 times in a row.
Really?
I don't ever read books again. Like, you, it's my ADD. I was like, I got to hear it again. I finally was like, oh, if I just keep going. Because that's what he did. He tells you, you just keep going. You don't have to be the best. You just keep going. You will get there. And I was like, it was just like, I needed to hear it. So even him alone, like the connections you have. So when they buy the book, what is the best way for them to get access to the bonuses that you're putting together and just to be able to, you know, make the most out of their experience?
Well, the best way for them to get access to the bonuses is get the book. So when they get the book,
okay,
there's going to be a link in there that they could just click, and it takes them to the bonuses. We'll send them the bonuses, kind of like a little carrot, if you will. All you got to do is get the book and read it, and the bonuses will be in there. So
okay, great. Okay, so what we'll do is wherever you're watching or listening, just look below and you'll see it. And what I want you guys to do is after you grab it, you know how when you purchase, you'll get your little, it's like order confirmed. Take a screenshot of that and put it in your stories and tag Rael so he can give you a shout out. What is your Instagram?
My Instagram is at Rael Andrews. I keep it simple. I don't know about you, Kimberly. Like, I do lives with two cameras, and I've got Facebook here, And I got Instagram, and it's always like one of my pet peeves in a funny way is Facebook says Kimberly Olsen, Rael Andrews, Lashim. Over here, it's like LG56 Dog Man. Like
or I. If people pop on, or if they pop on, I'm like, hey, la 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 la, S77. And it's like, what does that even mean?
Yeah, what point is social media so somebody can find you? Like, did they call you that in high school? Or like, how are they going to find you?
Was that your code name? What's happening? Okay, so that's easy. Okay, so we'll obviously his name's in the thing in the interview or whatever. But we'll Instagram, I want you to take a screenshot, tag him, let him know, you know, so he can give you a virtual high five for grabbing the book. This is a must read. This will make it to our recommended reading list. You guys know I review them all, and I just say these are the go-to resources as you guys work through our programs, because this is something that you can pick up every day and just get that dose of inspiration, that kick in the butt to take action. That's the whole point of this. And just reminding yourself that success is attainable for all of us. We just have to believe in it, in ourselves, and we have to go after it. It's what it comes down to. And that's what this book is going to equip you to do. So excited. Thank you so much for spending time and just sharing your story and for putting this book out into the world.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. God bless. Bye.
God bless. Until next time, everyone, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire. We'll see you soon. Well, that's a wrap, Gold Digger. Hope you love this episode. And to dive in even more into this material, I have a special offer for you. All you have to do is drop the word boss on Instagram and shoot that over to us, and we will send you a free copy of my number one international bestseller, Boss It Up, Bae. We have some special goodies for you with that as well. In this book, I'm going to teach you how to level up your personal brand, attract your ideal avatar to you, and totally dominate your online space. So make sure you head over to Instagram right now, DM us the word boss, and we will get that to you. And as always, make sure you subscribe and all the things to not miss any other episodes. Until next time, get lit in your business and set your soul on fire.
This episode was brought to you by the Gold Digger Girl, the program that teaches you how to build the six-figure foundation for your business. If you want support from an experienced coach that's become a self-made millionaire, recently recognized as the number two recruiter globally in her network marketing company, she's helped countless others scale their online business and create simple systems that duplicate. All you have to do is email support over at the Gold Digger Girl. You'll see the option in the menu tab so we can find out best how to support you on your entrepreneurial journey.